Chapter 2, Number 4. It is a common saying that thought is free. A man can never be hindered from thinking whatever he chooses, so long as he conceals what he thinks. The working of his mind is limited only by the bounds of his experience and the power of his imagination. But this natural liberty of private thinking is of little value. If he is not permitted to communicate his thoughts to others, it is unsatisfactory and even painful to the thinker himself, and the thoughts themselves are obviously of no value to his neighbors. Moreover, it is extremely difficult to hide thoughts that have much power over the mind. If a man's thinking leads him to call in question ideas and customs which regulate the behavior of those about him, to reject beliefs which they hold, or to see better ways of life than those they follow, it is almost impossible for him, if he is convinced of the truth of his own reasoning, not to reveal by silence, chance words, or general attitude that he is different from them and does not share their opinions. Some would prefer today, just as some like Socrates preferred in the past, to face death rather than conceal their thoughts. Thus, freedom of thought, in any valuable sense, includes freedom of speech.